The Work of a Winter, 9. Lochree was the closing of a circle, for there we'd worked as four for the first time. The two Cúchagrís for Fasa O'Malchunra and myself, from sunrise to sundown, from St. Francis's feast to mischief day, on the list of kings and genealogy of saints, sifting, straining dates and notes. On the feast of St. Charles of Borromeo, the sisters baked apples in honour of his blessing of the orchards and our finishing of the work. That was the rhythm we took to Donegal and to the annals. The best days an almost silent meditation, each man lending weight to the work of the others, light streaming in the window catching motes, or rain dripping from the leaves all round, concentrating the room's sounds of breath and books. Later, lucubration, redaction, and sometimes a letter from abroad like the one from Prague on the ghostly library of Strahov we would have loved to see. Then the campaign against us, the accusation of the five errors, and that great work still not seeing the light of day. I carried it with me across the north when the flax fields were blue, to sail from that dark town in July. And here, when I smell the retting beds and see the river water turn to gold undrinkable, it seems our work is rotting away too, with only my little book of hard words, an accidental harvest from all the years and journeying.